Hello.
Hello, Lena.
May I help you?
Hi, this is Rick. I'm calling you from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion poll and would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Just to confirm, am I talking to Lena Boone?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Before we continue, just to make sure, we're representing everyone. May I ask you your race?
Yeah.
Are you
African
American? Thank you. Are you within the range of being from 65 to 70?
Yeah, what's that gonna do with?
Oh, just to clarify the target that I'm talking to. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and the other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Probably
vote? Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Are you just satisfied? Are you just dissatisfied, or are you very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed in?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied, thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? You can select up to two. Would you say fighting inflation? Would you say reducing gun violence? Would you say increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration? Would you say improving K-12 public school education? Would you say standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination? Would you say reducing crime? Would you say reducing affordable child care? Would you say protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy? Would you say lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs? Would you say protecting LGBTQIA rights? Would you say investigating the maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer? Or would you say protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, or improving the economy? Which do you think is the thing that Congress...
How do you think I can remember all that?
Oh,
so all the above. All the above. No, I'm not
going to...
All the above.
All the above. Okay.
Yeah, because that's a lot.
Okay, so thinking about how the economy is going, especially for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, are falling behind
yeah.
the cost of living?
That's it. Just keeping up.
Thank you. And now here are some of the reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which you think is the biggest reason. And this is quite a little long list. So if you want to, just stop me when you hear the one that it comes to your mind, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. The first one says, prosecutor and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime. The next one says, inflation and the rising cost of living making it harder for people to get by. The third one says, a broken bail and parole system which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly. The fourth one says...
Inflation.
Okay. So, would you like me to keep reading? Because we have more. I mean,
no,
you can select...
No, that's
it. Okay. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from school from public schools?
I haven't heard.
You haven't heard anything at all?
Not really, because my kids is grown. My grandkids, you know, I haven't heard.
Okay, thank you. Do you support or oppose the effort to remove or ban books from public schools?
I oppose. I don't support that.
Would you say you somewhat... Oh, okay. Thank you. Would you say you somewhat oppose or you strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Now, I like to read to you well, some names, and please rate your feelings towards some people in the organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 to express how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the name of our organization, please let me know. I have an option for that too. Have you heard about the organization, the Gay Rights Movement?
Yeah, I heard of it.
What are you feeling towards them, towards it?
I mean, they got a life, they got to live too. They have their rights, you know, whatever.
Oh, but it's from 0 to 100. 0 means that you feel very warm and favorable.
50,
thank you. Have you heard about Beyonce?
No.
Beyonce.
No, what is that?
Well, no problem. If you haven't heard about her, no problem. Have you heard about Kevin McCarthy? Have you?
About running for something in the White House or something?
Oh, I'm sorry. Have you heard about Kevin McCarthy?
What are these people? Who are these people you're talking about, sir?
Oh, you don't know who he is?
I just asked you that.
I'm
I don't
want
to do this. That's okay.